and left an empty shell of me.
Tall grass. like a big old.
But my wife, she don't understand.
One more guitar to add to my collection. One more guitar gonna give me the optimal selection. One more guitar, I promise you, it's all I really need. One more guitar. No, I never will forget the first time that I walked into that store and a Gibson caught my eye. She was a gold top with a Bigsby, straight out of my dreams, crossed my heart and hoped to die. When I touched her, I felt a little naughty. I could tell she'd been around that block before. Shiny gold, an arched top body, 22 jumbo frets now, who could ask for more? Now my wife, she likes to tell me, stay away from that part of town. But my wife, she don't understand. One more guitar to add to my collection. One more guitar gonna give me the optimal selection. One more guitar, I promise you, it's all I really need. One more guitar.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
So things I just don't know. The way life unfolds, I've got no cherries in my bow. I try to have compassion, even though I'm crashing. But life takes its toll. I got a melancholy soul. I got a melancholy soul. Just had a fight with my mind. I'm all messed up inside. Took a right to my ego. Took a left to my libido. I got a self-destructive heart. Got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart, and it's tearing me apart. I put my trust in you, but you already knew that you would make me bad, and soon you would renege. I should have never let it start. I got a self-destructive heart. I should have never let it start. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart.
Been trying to meet you.
Thank you. All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Radio play songs she'd rather make herself. Wishing she was just a little freer. Who was it that taught you not to hear her? She said, I'm just a three-leaf clover, almost lucky enough. Just an arm's length from something I could almost touch.
Sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. and I finish up my coffee, and it's time to catch the train.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Thank you. It's time. This is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.